The jobs report was, in a word, a shocker. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 7th day of May. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. The We Build a Wall guy is back in the news. The Pfizer CEO is not happy with the Biden administration. A judge has said that Jared Kushner violated laws, charged bogus fees, and misled tenants. Ouch. Melinda Gates, Bill Gates, and Brian Epstein. Yes, it is a story. We've got the Wall Street Report, and as people consider going back to the office, there are some things consumers say they're buying, and we'll share why. Those stories, plus Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine with stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and we're grateful you're along for the ride today. Well, the experts were all pumped. I mean, it was just yesterday that we reported economists expected the U.S. to have added 1 million jobs in April. Well, when the numbers came in this morning, it wasn't even close. The Labor Department today said the U.S. only created 266,000 jobs last month, way off the mark. And what happened? Wall Street had a party. Now, if that sounds counterintuitive, understand that investors now realize the Fed will continue their aggressive monetary policy. Had the U.S. hit 1 million jobs, that would have inched us closer to full employment. And that may have caused the Fed to change the interest rate, and that would have stoked inflation fears. And instead of the unemployment rate ticking down, it actually climbed to 6.1%. Investors today doubled down on tech stocks, and I'll have all the numbers for you in just a bit. Back in December of 2018, during a government shutdown, Brian Colfage, a right-wing media figure who lost several limbs while serving in the Iraqi war, tried to raise $1 billion to purportedly build the wall on the southern border himself. He did raise $25 million, but then, according to prosecutors, things went south. Business Insider is reporting that federal prosecutors in Manhattan say he took hundreds of thousands of dollars from that sum to enrich himself and spend on things like a boat, a luxury SUV, a golf cart, jewelry, plastic surgery, home renovations, and credit card debt. Prosecutors also charged Stephen Bannon, Trump's former campaign chairman and top White House policy advisor, in that crowdfunding scheme, though Trump did pardon him on his last day in office. Trump, however, did not pardon Colfage or Andrew Bobolat and Timothy Shea, two other alleged co-conspirators. And now a judge has ruled that Colfage cannot use any of the funds he raised for his legal defense. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla today warned that waiving patent protections for COVID vaccines, a proposal President Joe Biden just endorsed, would set off a worldwide race for raw materials that threatens the safety and efficient manufacturing of COVID shots. CNBC is reporting that the Biden administration said on Wednesday that it supports the limited waiver of intellectual property rules in service of expanding vaccine distribution to the lower-income nations currently being battered by the pandemic. But Bourla says that he believes the waiver proposal will create more problems. Currently, he writes, infrastructure is not the bottleneck for us manufacturing faster. The restriction is the scarcity of highly specialized raw materials needed to produce our vaccine, end quote. Pfizer's vaccine requires 280 different materials and components that are sourced from 19 countries around the world. Bourla contended that without patent protections, entities with much less experience than Pfizer at manufacturing vaccines will start competing for the same ingredients, and that could cause problems down the line. A Maryland judge found that a real estate management company co-owned by Jared Kushner violated multiple consumer protection laws by improperly collecting debts, charging sham fees, and misleading tenants. Salon is reporting that administrative law judge Emily Daneker wrote in a 252-page decision this week that Westminster Management and JK2 had committed, quote, widespread and numerous violations in response to a lawsuit from Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch. Kushner held 50% stake in JK2, which is now called Westminster, as did his brother Joshua, according to the Baltimore Sun, which first reported the decision. Kushner, former President Donald Trump's son-in-law, stepped down as CEO of Kushner Companies when he joined the administration in 2017, but kept his stake in the apartment company. Frosch filed the lawsuit against the companies and two dozen others in 2019, accusing them of having victimized consumers, many of whom were financially vulnerable, and alleging hundreds of thousands of violations in Westminster's Baltimore apartment units. For their part, Westminster says the issue is politically motivated. Well, here's something we usually don't talk about, but seeing there's so much money on the table, this is about how what Business Insider is reporting, that Melinda Gates felt uncomfortable following a meeting between her, Bill Gates, and Jeffrey Epstein. The original story is from the Daily Beast, and BI quotes from that story that a meeting between Bill and Melinda Gates and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein back in 2013 left Melinda upset at the relationship between her husband and the financier. Sources told the outlet that her soon-to-be ex-husband's relationship with Epstein, who had already pled guilty to soliciting an underage girl in 2008 when the two struck up a relationship, still haunts Melinda. According to the outlet, the couple met with Epstein in New York City at his Upper East Side mansion in September of 2013. Sources told The Beast that soon after the meeting, Melinda told friends of her discomfort during that encounter. Several people close to the couple told The Beast that she was furious over her husband's relationship with Epstein. Well, the stock market had a field day today with the Dow hitting another record. What is remarkable about that is today marked the 23rd time the Dow has hit a record this year, something that's happened only about two dozen times going back more than 120 years to the year 1900. And of course, we're only about a third of the way through 2021. Now, while that might give some pause, investors today were having none of that. The Dow gained 229 points to close at a record of 34,777, while the NASDAQ came screaming back up by 119 points and closing at 13,752. S&P 500 also hit a record, up by 30 points, ending the trade at 42.32. In short, the lousy job gain of 266,000 jobs was bad for the economy, but, strangely enough, good for the markets. And finally, there's this. While comfy sweatpants and upgraded home office setups were among the top priorities for the millions who began working remotely during the pandemic, dental work apparently was not. But that's about to change. The Wall Street Journal writes, as workers contemplate a return to offices, as fashion retailers report a brisk uptick in sales, dentists say they are now being swarmed by long absent patients. Endless Zoom calls have left many with far too much time to parse their cosmetic shortcomings on screen, whether real or perceived. Now, the makers of Invisalign clear aligners say sales are up 69% as workers look to enhance their smiles ahead of facing mask-free colleagues. And another thing, we're also hearing of an uptick in cosmetics and sales of cologne, things that many skimped on over the past year. So you just got to get your smell on. All right, stay with us because it is Friday, and that's the day we get hyper-local and chat with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Thanks for listening.